Bible Study Fellowship, Revelation, The Hope, Lesson 1, Prophecy, The Telling and Foretelling of God's Story. Focus Verse, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21. For prophecy never had its origin in the human will, but prophets, though human, spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. God knows and ultimately controls the future. This truth stabilizes people who live in a world with more questions than answers. Mere humans cannot even precisely predict the weather or economic fluctuations, much less anticipate the twists and turns of world events. Only an all-powerful, all-present, all-knowing God can perfectly fulfill every word He speaks. Jesus fulfilled many prophecies through His life, death, and resurrection. What God has disclosed regarding the future will just as certainly come to pass. As we prepare to study the book of Revelation, we can confidently trust even what we cannot fully understand. The God who rules eternity has revealed what we need to know about Him, ourselves, and the future. Fulfilled prophecy confirms God's character and the trustworthiness of His Word. God can be trusted because He fully knows what we cannot completely comprehend. Division 1, Prophecy's Characteristics. The book of Revelation reveals the destiny of humanity and God's kingdom. God will dramatically bring this world to an end and introduce a new beginning. While many biblical passages foretell what is to come, Revelation's prophecy regarding what looms ahead stands firmly upon what lies behind. This lesson explores biblical prophecy to provide essential context for our study of Revelation. An understanding of God's prophetic message over time helps us grasp the unified storyline of God, His people, and His plan, and anticipate His promised victory. The events foretold in Revelation will consummate human history. The prominence of prophecy. Biblical prophecy is a major component of the Bible, comprising more than one-fourth of its content. The Apostle Peter attested to the importance of prophecy. We also have the prophetic message as something completely reliable, and you will do well to pay attention to it, as to a light shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation of things, for prophecy never had its origin in the human will, but prophets, though human, spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. Ruth, Song of Solomon, Philemon, and 3 John are the only four books of Scripture that have no explicit prophecy. The traits of prophecy. God Himself is the sole source of biblical prophecy. God's prophetic messages proclaim circumstances and events before they occur, unforeseen by ordinary human knowledge. These prophecies stand as a witness before and after their fulfillment. Biblical prophecy is best understood not as isolated statements, but correlated to other prophetic declarations. It incorporates not just the relay of information, but an intentional revelation intended to move people's hearts toward God. Some tests of prophecy. Ultimately, the fulfillment of prophecy determines its truthfulness. Jesus said, "I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe." Deuteronomy chapter 13, verses 1 through 5, and chapter 18, verses 15 through 22, offer characteristics of a true prophet. His signs and wonders must be attributed to the power of the Lord. Chapter 13, verses 1 through 3. He must not advocate worshiping other gods. Chapter 13, verses 2 through 5. He must speak in God's name, for God. Chapter 18, verse 19. What he prophesies comes true. Chapter 18, verse 22. Jeremiah 23 details characteristics of false prophets. They lead immoral lifestyles. Chapter 23, verses 13 through 14. They are crowd pleasers with their message of peace. Chapter 23, verses 16 through 17. They fail to distinguish their own thoughts from God's revelation. Chapter 23, verses 28 through 29. They steal and plagiarize prophetic declarations from each other, mixing God's word with their own. Chapter 23, verse 30, 32, and 36. The authority behind prophecy, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gave God's appointed servants authority and power to speak His words. True prophets described God and clearly defined His will. Amos prophesied, "Surely the sovereign Lord does nothing without revealing His plan to His servants, the prophets." Whether God speaks through people or angels, His words remain true, past, present, and future. Isaiah said, "Who foretold this long ago? Who declared it from the distant past? Was it not I, the Lord?" The words of God's prophets comfort, confront, and guide His people. The centerpiece of prophecy, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ validated and fulfilled much of Old Testament prophecy. Revelation chapter 19, verse 10 proclaims, "For it is the Spirit of prophecy who bears testimony to Jesus." When Jesus taught His disciples about His return, He said, "See, I have told you ahead of time." The night before He went to the cross, Jesus again told the 12, "I am telling you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe that I am who I am." Jesus Christ stands at the center of biblical prophecy. When the first man and woman disobeyed God, sin disrupted God's perfect creation. Yet even before the man and woman experienced sin's full devastation, God promised to send the Redeemer. This story of the Savior's victory and the devil's defeat begins in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, a verse called the Proto-Evangelion by scholars. This first announcement of the gospel promised that the woman's descendant would crush Satan. It represents the first prophecy of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God and the Son of Man. He alone redeems people from sin and death. One day, He will fulfill His promise to completely renew His people by removing them from sin's presence and power forever. The Holy Spirit enabled the prophets to foretell how God's grace would extend to His people through the sufferings of the Messiah and the glories that would follow. While God did not reveal the exact time and circumstances of Jesus' first coming, He gave His people enough to trust that promise, expect its coming, and praise Him for its glorious fulfillment. God's record of faithfulness means His people can trust the promise that Jesus will return. "Yes, I am coming soon," the Lord promised John in the closing of Revelation. We may join John in full confidence to reply, "Amen. Come, Lord Jesus." God's reliable declaration of His sovereign plan, the doctrine of fulfillment of prophecy. In the most basic sense, to prophesy means to communicate God's divinely revealed message. The Holy Spirit inspired biblical prophets to speak for and about God, revealing His character and will. God's prophets warned His people about the consequences of sin and the blessings of obedience. Most importantly, the promises spoken by God's prophets point to His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. In Christ, God fulfills every promise He has made and gives people the hope and future they long for. The prophecy in Revelation describes Christ's future triumph as He returns to establish His kingdom, judge sin, and call His people to enter their blessed eternal destiny. People who ignore or reject biblical prophecy fail to recognize God's steady hand and purposeful plan for human history. Without this anchor in life, current events, daily challenges, and the unseen future seem random and uncertain. As humans, we long to know what the future holds. How does recognizing God's certain, sovereign, and purposeful plan help us? God sees what we cannot, He controls what we do not. The past, present, and future represent one unified story that God is guiding to His determined goal. We cannot understand everything God will do, but we can fully trust Him. The book of Revelation underscores God's ultimate victory and our eternal hope in Christ. As you study this book, will you seek God's stabilizing presence in your life for today and the future? Division 2, Prophecy for God's People. The Bible records God's voice spoken through many prophets, like John, who wrote Revelation. These great people of God heard and boldly spoke God's messages, unique and appropriate to the time and circumstances in which they lived. Along with many men, women such as Miriam, Deborah, Huldah, Anna, and Philip's daughters also prophesied. God's appointed messengers challenged false belief and disregard of God. They courageously spoke against trends of their times and endured persecution. They confronted national leaders and related to ordinary people. They brought God's consolation and guidance to believers as they confidently spoke God's truth in the power of His Spirit. God's promise to save His people is the sweet and glorious theme that connects the Old Testament prophetic messages. God's prophets spoke words that were like beams of light that gloriously converged on His Son. The Lord Jesus Christ is the focus of God's eternal message and radiates throughout Revelation. Prophecy of God's people and His promised place. Scripture identifies prophets who loved and served God with both written and oral prophecies. Samuel, Nathan, Elijah, and Elisha were prophets who delivered God-directed messages but did not pen a book of prophecy bearing their name in the Bible. Abraham, too, was a great prophet. God promised Abraham a nation, a land, and a blessing to the world. God confirmed this covenant to Abraham's descendants, who became the nation of Israel. Through Israel, God gave the world His Word and His Son, Jesus the Messiah. God also foretold the enslavement of Abraham's people, who would suffer in a foreign land, and their promised rescue. The prophet Moses committed these early oral prophecies to writing in the first five books of the Bible, known as the Pentateuch or the Torah. Moses not only wrote for God, but also spoke for Him as he led the Israelites out of Egypt and toward their promised land. Moses prophesied the Lord would raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your fellow Israelites. Indeed, even as God raised many spokesmen following Moses, the Lord Jesus emerged as the great prophet Moses foretold. Prophecy of God's punishment. The prophets warned God's people of their sin and the judgment it would bring. Many prophesied judgments have been fulfilled, but a great judgment remains in the future, the day of the Lord. The prophets Hosea and Amos warned the northern kingdom of Israel of God's coming judgment. Because Israel perpetually worshiped idols and displeased God, an enemy nation would invade them as an act of His judgment. In 722 BC, Assyria defeated Israel and deported the people, just as the prophets foretold. Similarly, the southern kingdom of Judah also fell into idolatry and rebellion against God. Jeremiah prophesied the Lord would summon Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, to destroy Judah's capital, Jerusalem, and take the people captive for 70 years. Though kings Hezekiah and Josiah had led the people of Judah to renewed love for the Lord, these temporary revivals did not bring lasting heart change within the people. In 586 BC, the Babylonians, under Nebuchadnezzar, destroyed Jerusalem, and God's people were exiled to Babylon, fulfilling God's prophecy. These examples of judgment hearken to a day of the Lord yet to come, when God will judge the whole world. Therefore, the inhabitants of the earth would do well to heed the warnings that Israel and Judah rejected, and turn from sin and to the Savior before it's too late. prophecy of God's restoration. The prophets of the Old Testament also announced God's promised restoration to those who return to Him. The Lord promised through Hosea, "I will heal their waywardness and love them freely, for my anger has turned away from them." Through Jeremiah, he vowed, "When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place." Cyrus the Great of Persia, who had overtaken Babylon during the 7 decades of exile, permitted the Jews to return to their land and rebuild the temple, just as Isaiah prophesied hundreds of years before. God did not forget His people through these challenging times. Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi prophesied as God's people returned to their land and rebuilt the temple. Zechariah's visions illustrated God's grace to His people and prophesied the Lord Jesus' saving work. Many Bible scholars believe Zechariah described several events yet to be fulfilled at Jesus' second coming. Images from Daniel, Ezekiel, and Zechariah reappear in Revelation, showing the unity of God's Word and its source in Him. Through many human voices, God spoke one resounding message. He would save His people through His Son and exalt Him in splendor and glory over the universe. God still extends mercy to the wayward who return to Him. God's restoration is found exclusively through Jesus Christ. God revealed His grace as He restored His people in the days before Christ and restores His people today through faith in Him. And the day will come when He restores all His creation in the new heaven and new earth. Division 3, Prophecy of Messiah. More than 700 years before Jesus' birth, God gave Isaiah a great vision of His holiness and splendor. In steadfast obedience, Isaiah received glorious prophecies of the birth, life, death, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah's fellow prophets confirmed these prophecies, which Jesus gloriously fulfilled. Messiah's birth, Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, Micah chapter 5, verse 2. Many messianic prophecies presented types or signs. These proclamations had a current fulfillment, but also pointed to Christ. For instance, many Old Testament prophecies prefigured events surrounding Messiah's miraculous conception and specific birthplace. When Caesar Augustus ordered a census, Mary and Joseph traveled to Bethlehem, their ancestral home. Jesus was born there, in David's birthplace, rather than in Nazareth, where Mary and Joseph lived. Jesus' birth in Bethlehem emphasizes His royal heritage as the son of David, the King of the Jews. Messiah, fully God, fully man. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 5. Jesus was conceived miraculously by God's Spirit, but born into the world like any child. The Lord of glory became fully human, born from the stump of Jesse, and identified with His people in every way except for sin. Though a king of all kings, Jesus was born poor in a stable. Shepherds, not the emperor, received the news. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. Messiah's merciful mission, Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 2. Early in His public ministry, Jesus amazed the people in His hometown synagogue. He stood and read aloud Isaiah's prophetic words about Messiah, God's anointed one. "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because He has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Luke recorded, "Then He rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on Him. He began by saying to them, 'Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing.'" There in Nazareth, Jesus revealed His identity as Israel's Messiah. Jesus came to bring justice to the nations and mercy to the downtrodden. Messiah's death, Isaiah chapter 53, verses 1 through 12. Isaiah wrote, "Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." The Roman governor Pilate recognized Jesus' innocence, but to please the crowds, he ordered Jesus crucified. Jesus died, bearing God's judgment for sin, so his people might be saved. Messiah's resurrection, Isaiah chapter 53, verse 9 and 11. Jesus was buried in a rich man's tomb, as Isaiah predicted. Just as Jesus had repeatedly prophesied to his disciples, he rose from the dead after 3 days. God did not abandon his son to the grave, but kept his promises to his son and the world. God sent an earthquake and angels to announce Jesus' resurrection. The empty tomb declared Jesus is alive forever. Many witnesses confirmed Jesus' resurrection. Devout women, his disciples, and others saw and heard the risen Jesus and even ate with him. Though his people did not foresee Messiah's death, Jesus explained how all these events fulfilled prophecy. Messiah, the greater prophet. Jesus is greater than all other prophets. Because he is God, he spoke and lived perfectly. He revealed God's character and will for his people. Jesus prophesied what would happen in the future and warned about false teachers or false messiahs. He predicted an age of wars, natural disasters, famine, and disease when all humanity, including God's people, would suffer. Whether Jesus' warnings refer to the period between his first and second coming or to the time just before the end revealed in Revelation, the message is clear. God's people must neither be afraid nor be deceived in a world filled with trouble. Jesus said that at his return, heavenly bodies will be shaken. Jesus is coming back. Despite the predicted cosmic events and signs, God's people must look for Jesus, the Son of God and Son of Man, and not give way to fear. At that time, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. God has promised Jesus will return. God always surpasses our highest hopes when he fulfills his promises. Fulfilled prophecy confirms God's character and the trustworthiness of his word. Take to heart, hold fast. Prophecy reveals God's authoritative truth that encompasses the past, present, and future, pointing to salvation through Jesus Christ. God's prophets represented him and spoke his message. They boldly foretold the tragic outcome of disregarding God, lives ruined by immorality, broken relationships, and the oppression of the poor and weak. More than passive observers, the prophets boldly prayed and spoke so that the light of God's truth would penetrate deepening spiritual darkness. God's spokesmen courageously endured rejection and persecution as they raised the banner of God's truth and his promised redemption. Fulfilled prophecy gives us confidence to trust God and his word. Truth about sin's consequences, future judgment, and salvation through Jesus Christ provide hope and direction to God's people. God's ultimate control and unstoppable plan allow believers to live triumphantly and face the future expectantly. Most importantly, biblical prophecy proclaims Jesus as humanity's Savior. Those who turn to him for salvation await his return with joy. God has revealed enough about the future to settle our hearts and establish our faith. Apply it. Biblical prophecy establishes God's truth with relevant application for every time and place. The predictions God fulfilled in the past and those awaiting their culmination in the future matter to us. In a world that appears to be shaking, believers are steadied by God's unshakable truth and certain plan. The book of Revelation unfolds mysteries we cannot fully understand and certainties we wisely embrace. Prophecy communicates that God has His time and plan. We can rest assured that God will establish righteousness and peace, vindicate His people, and restore righteousness to His creation. Will you come to this book prepared to hear God's words? How will you deliberately open your heart and mind to respond to what God has lovingly revealed? As time-bound humans, we try to interpret the past, survive the present, and anticipate the future. For most of us, the seemingly murky future becomes a frequent source of worry. What helps us? How can we process what we cannot define? God not only knows the future, but fulfills His purposes perfectly. In His time, He sent His Son to die for sinners. Exactly when God ordains, Jesus will return to the earth to vanquish evil and take His children to be with Him forever. God's certain and final victory provides perspective in a world where evil often appears to win. How will God's certain control of the future give you hope and peace today? The Bible tells one grand story. Jesus Christ, the resounding focus of Scripture and the worthy recipient of eternity's praises, stands before us with open arms. We study Revelation to learn more about Jesus and draw near to Him. Every word God has declared about Jesus remains undeniably true. May we join the ancient prophets in proclaiming His glory and awaiting His victory. This concludes this week's lesson. Thanks for listening, and we will join you again next week.